I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Haiti is reeling from back-to-back disasters. A 7.2 magnitude earthquake hit southwest Haiti on Saturday, and Tropical Depression Grace deluged this same region yesterday. Kate Michelle works with a partnering Transworld radio station, 4VEH, in the quake zone.
The aftershocks are really terrifying. Some of the aftershocks in the first 24 hours were very strong and could be felt miles and miles away, even on the north coast of Haiti, where our main broadcast center is.
Find ways to help through TWR at missionnews.org. Radio 4VEH is the only radio station still on the air in the region.
We are broadcasting the latest news, the relief effort, as well as God's word. We know people just need to cling to the knowledge of who God is, his grace, and his peace.
And as soon as Andrew, representing Cry Out Ministries, arrived in Lebanon, he felt the unrest gripping the country. A friend met Andrew and his family at the airport, but he had bad news.
The van that's here to pick you up is stuck, unfortunately, behind some roadblocks because there's riots going on. And so we ended up actually just waiting in the airport for, I think, 2 hours.
Andrew says these riots have been sporadic. Some days, protesters block roads with burning tires, while other days see calm streets. It's exhausting, especially for people who've endured years of government corruption and financial crisis. But many also have hope for the future based on the work of the Holy Spirit in Lebanon. So pray for the establishment of a stable government in Lebanon that cares for its people and ask God to comfort and strengthen Lebanon's believers. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and helping you find your place in the story of the Great Commission. So would you consider joining us today? Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.